Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Yaakov ben Sarah, Esther for Zivu Koglun, Chana Reza, Basmir and Rivka, Leida Kalo, Liyali Bari, Vishalim, Rachem, Rav, Vishas, Agidav, Larichus, Yam, Vishanim, Tovos, and the schus, Rabbi Moshe Gavriel, Ben Yehudis, Lebracha, Vatzalach, B'chol Maaseh Yod of the Rambam, in the fifth parak of Hilchos Malachim, and Alacha Dalid, and this year is based on the Sefer Gevuras Yitzchak, on the Moadim, and Simon Zion, on Purim. The Rambam says that it's a mitzvah's essay to destroy the seven nations, Hacharim Tacharimim, and if one of the members of the Shiva Amimin comes liyado and he's not Horeg, so the Jew is over in Alosisei, Shenemar Losachaya Kol Neshama, not to leave one Neshama alive. So in Halacha Dala, the Rambam says that every individual has an obligation to remove, liquidate the Shiva Amimin. Later on in Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, V'chein mitzvah's essay, V'abed Zecher Amalek, it's a mitzvah also to destroy the memory of Amalek, Timchat Zecher Amalek, but the Rambam doesn't say what it says in Halacha Dala with respect to the Shiva Amimin, that if an Amalekite comes into one's hand and he doesn't kill him, then he's over in Halacha Dala. The Rambam doesn't say that, he only says it all by the Shiva Amimin. He doesn't say it by Amalek, so it seems from this the Rambam holds there's a fundamental distinction between the mitzvah's essay of Achramas Shiva Amimin and the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. The mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is a mitzvah that's mutal on the Tzibur, and it's not a mitzvah on every individual, and therefore if one of the Shiva Amimin, an Amalekite comes and he doesn't kill him, so he's not over in Alav because he wasn't. Because it's not a mitzvah yachid, it's a mitzvah tzibur. Mashenke, the mitzvah being machrim shiva amimin to destroy the hachrim shiva amimin to liquidate the seven nations. That is a mitzvah that is incumbent upon every yachid, and this is al mavur lehedji in the Rambam and say for mitzvahs and reish mem ches. The Rambam gives examples of mitzvah tzibur, and one of them is destroying the seed of Amalek. So the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of mechias Amalek is a chovas tzibur. The mitzvah of the shiva amimin is a chovas yachid. The problem is that in the Mechilta, the end of Parashas Bishalach, it says that David HaMelech killed the ger Amaleki als mitzvah mechias Amalek. He remembered that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that if anybody comes to convert from Amalek, not to accept him, and then he killed the ger Amaleki. So you see that a yachid carried out the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. Also, when Shmuel killed Agag, and the psik that says that just like you did to the Jews in Mitzrayim, so I'm doing to you, meaning Amalek attacked the Jews, so too I'm getting you back. And he said, just like your sword made so many women childless, so too I'm going to make your mother lose her child. And what he was trying to do is he was trying to arouse the sinna. The Rambam says you have to say things to arouse, feel the sinna against Amalek, lower sinna kenegdam. So he was remembering, oh, look at what a miserable person you are, look at what a miserable nation you're from. So it seems that he was killing him out of the mitzvah Mechias Amalek. Aye, but it wasn't in the framework of war. So if the mitzvah Mechias Amalek is a chovas tzibur, then why are David and Shmuel carrying it out as individuals? So it says in Esther, Beis, Perek Tes Pasuk Beis, Nikla Yehudim L'shloch Yad V'akshe Ra'asam. In the Sefer Megillah Starim, written by the Nesivis, he's mayor, that this is Sfas Yeser. Pasuk could have just said, Nikalu Ayyudim V'Yakub. What do you mean, Nikalu Ayyudim? The Jews gathered, L'shloach Yad, to send their hand, B'mevakshe Ra'asim, those who seek out their evil. So it would appear that what this Pasuk means is that the Mevakshe Ra'asim are the Amalekim. Because they are Tzorim Tomidli Yisrael. They're always fighting against the Jewish people. So it would seem from the Nesivis that this Pasuk, and then he quotes the Pasuk, Melchama L'Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dor. So we see in this Pasuk, Melchama L'Hashem B'Amalek Dor Dor, that Amalekim are always called Tzorim L'Yisrael. Mevakshe Ra'asim Amalekim Ki Tzorim Hem L'Yisrael. That's why it said, B'Mevakshe Ra'asim. In other words, they were killing those who were always seeking. They didn't just hit them. They were hitting those, they were smiting those who seeked out their evil. And that's Amalek. That's the din of Amalek. Amalek are always thoroughly Israel. Now the Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Malachim Halacha Aleph writes that a king is only fighting a milchemes mitzvah. Ein amelech nilcham tchila el milchemes mitzvah. Vezu milchemes mitzvah. So what's the milchemes mitzvah that you need the king for? So that's the milchemes shiva amimin or milchemes Amalek. So what's the definition according to the Rambam of a Milchemes Mitzvah? He says the seven nations, Amalek, and Ezes Yisrael Miatzar Shebalein. So according to this, that the Amalek it's called Sorim LeYisrael Tamid. So in every milchama with Amalek, besides it being a milchemes mitzvah because of the special mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, in addition, it is also as is Yisrael Miyad Tzar Shebalehem, because Amalek is always coming upon us. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, Nikolai Yudim L'Shloach Yad Mevakshei Ra'asam, that this milchama wasn't Alt Mechias Amalek, it was Alt Ezus Yisrael Miyad Tzar Shebalehem, because Amalek are Tzorim LeYisrael Tamid. Maybe that's what the Pasuk is emphasizing. Now in the Targum Esther, so they were Vakshe Rasam. So Tsar Ezus Yisrael Miyad Tzar Shebalehem. That was why it was a Mechemes Mitzvah. So in Targum Esther, at the time the Jewish people didn't have a king. How do you have a Mechemes Mitzvah without a king? I don't know. In Targum Esther, some people say for Ezus Yisrael Miyad Tzar you don't need a king. Not so pashut. In Targum Esther, it says that we have a few shirim on this, that all those people who were killed in the door of Mordechai and Esther, they were Amalekim, and b'kipshuto they killed them al tzmitzis mechias Amalek. So too in the mitzvah and in the psikta of Rav Kahana per Gimel, that's brought in the Yalkut and B'shalach midor dor midoro shel Shmuel adoro shel Mordechai ve'Esther, they were killing Amalek from the generation of Shmuel till the generation of Mordechai and Esther. We have to understand that according to the Yireim, the mitzvah mechias Amalek is mutal al Amalek. And at the time the Jewish people didn't have a melech, as we said before. Now the sheet of the smag and let's say Reish Chavav is that the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is not knowing until Yemos HaMashiach. So why did they kill the Amalekites when there was no mitzvah of Mechias Amalek yet? So according to what we said, that the pasuk of Dor Dor, that the we said earlier that the Amalekites are always Tzorim LeYisrael, like the Nesiva says, the Kitzorim Hem LeYisrael Tomid, Kidosiv Muhammad Hashem Amalek Midor Dor, in every generation Amalek is after us. So we weren't fighting Al Tzmitzis Mechias Amalek, we were fighting Al Tzmilchemes Ezras Yisrael Miyad Tzar. And that's what it says, Mevakshe Ra'asam. They weren't fighting Al Tzmilchemes Mechias Amalek, they were just Tzorim LeYisrael. And you have to save the Jewish people. And that's what the Psikta says, that they were fighting against them from the Pasuk of Dor Dor, from the door of Shmuel to the door of Mordechai Ve'Esther. Amalek is after us, and therefore we have to fight back, we have to protect ourselves. So even though the Jewish people didn't have a king and there was no mitzvah to Mechias Amalek, however Ezus Yisrael Miyad Tzar doesn't require a king. Anybody who the nation is in their rishus is motzi l'mulchama. Could be a melech, it could be a shofet, could be like Rav Kook famously says, haskamas ha'am. So at the time they were b'rishus Mordechai. So for Ezus Yisrael Miyad Tzar, that's enough. You don't need the actual melech. It says in the Perush Agra in Esther, hey Vav, that he was a Sarah called Yehudim, he was Rosh. And therefore Mordechai was able to bring them out to war. So we asked, what's Pshat with this Milchama? Milchama Samalek might not be till Yemos HaMashiach. Milchama Samalek requires a king. Milchama Samalek is this mitzvah tzibur. So the answer is that so they were coming as a tzibur, but you're still missing the king and it's not yet Yemos HaMashiach. So the answer is because it was Ezus Yisrael Miyad Tzar, they were Mevakshei Ra'asam. So it would seem that even though normally for a Milchama you need a Melech or you need Misha Ambershuso to take them out of the Milchama, and Amalek does a Chiddush from the Pasuk of Dor Dor that they're always Tzorim LeYisrael, and it's always Shas Milchama. The Milchama against Amalek never ends. And it's not; it doesn't have a shame yitzil milchama. You have to wage war against them all the time. Even shlo yidei melech u'misham b'shuso, and we can say that's what it says at the end of Parshas B'shalach, milchama l'Hashem b'Amalek. In other words, this This milchama against Amalek doesn't require a king, and it doesn't require a judge. It's always a mitzvah. Why? Because it's a mitzvah from Hashem to fight against Amalek, even shelo al pi melech and al pi shofet. And based on this, we can say even more that even though every milchama is dafkan the tzibur and there's no yachiv on every yachid, milchamas Amalek is different. Milchama Hashem Amalek midor dor. They're always called sarim liyisrael. It's always shas milchama. It's not dafkan the tzibur. Every yachid has to wage war against them. Now the Chinuch and Mitzvah Tav Reish Gimel writes that women are putter from the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. Because women are not benos milchama, the Minchas Chinuch asks, I don't understand. It's meforshed in the Mishnah in Selta, Mem Dalet Amid Beis, that Milchemes Mitzvah, everybody goes out of Milchama, Filu Kala Mechupasa. And Milchemes Amalek was a Milchemes Mitzvah, so how can you say that women aren't waging Milchemes Amalek? Because women aren't benos milchama for milchemes mitzvah, everybody goes out to war. But wait some what we said that milchemes amalek includes Esther Yisrael miyad atzar. We can say that even though the chinuch writes that women aren't chayv in milchama, alts milchemes amalek because women aren't benos milchama. However, they are chayv in Esther Yisrael miyad atzar because in every Esther Yisrael miyad atzar there's a chiyuv milchama, but there's also a chiyuv in every Jew to kill the goy who's trying to be bikuach nefesh. And women have to go out to save al tzbikuch nefesh. So in every milchemes amalek, even if women you're going to say are pater al tzchovis milchama, nevertheless, al tzedin of pikuch nefesh, there's a chiyuv on women to go out to save the Jewish people. So then it would turn out that milchemes amalek, even women would have to go out. But that doesn't really solve the problem. All milchemes mitzvahs. What do you mean women aren't benos milchama? It says that they have to go and help. It says that women are. Even Kala Mechupasa goes out for a milchemes mitzvah. So the answer is that, famously, that women aren't actually, they're not actually holding a gun. But they're baking cakes, they're sewing uniforms. They're doing what they can to help. But it could be that when it comes to Esu Sisol Miyad Atzar, so not alts the milchama of the tzibur of going and waging a war, but just the milchama l'amalek midor dor is the special status of every yachid having to just do pikuach nefesh. And if that's the case, women certainly are v'chi of pikuach nefesh. If a woman has a gun and she can protect a Jew, so she has to do that. So these women are going to be, according to this, women are chayiv in mechias amalek. And that's when David killed the Gera Maleki. When David killed the Gera Maleki, he was killing him out saving the Jewish people. Midor dor. That's what it says in the Medrash. Ezis Yisrael Miatzar Shabalayim. And that's also why he killed Agag, even though he was a Yachid. It wasn't Alts Mitzvahs Mechias HaMalek. It was Din Ezis Yisrael Miatzar. Kasher nikl shiklana shim harbecha. What is kasher nikl shiklana shim harbecha? Because you're a tsar. You're always going around and killing children and men and making women widows and orphans. So therefore you're a tsar. Now in the psikta, he says, Kasher nashik lanashim charbecha. He's talking about what happened when the Jews left Egypt. Why did he have to mention what happened when the Jews left Egypt? So according to what we said, that he isn't killing him as mitzvah mechias amalek, he was killing him midin ezus esel miyat tsar, because they're always tsarim liyisrael. So that's what he was telling him. He was telling him that you're always starting up with us. We left Egypt, Amalek started up with us. You're always killing people, kasher shiklan hashim charbecha. So there's also this inyan of Ezus Yisrael Miyad Atzar. The only problem is, if that's the case, then why doesn't the Rambam say that it's a mitzvah's essay, la'abed zecher amalek, and if you meet an amalekite and don't kill him, then you're over. Remember we were medayik before that he only says that about the Shiva Amamin. but not about Amalek. The Rambam can say that it's a mitzvah se'aseh, v'chol shebali yodo echad mehen, v'lo harago over ba'aseh. Because it's a mitzvah on the yad, we concluded that's a mitzvah on the yachid also. So this the whole mahalach here is shver in the Rambam. But the yisod is that we try to establish with a number of chidushim on the way that the mitzvah of Melchemes Amalek is a mitzvah A, al tzibur, and also B, as is yisod miyadat tsar, which has a different status, and this has a very unique status in that it's Amalek, it's door-to-door. You don't even need a king, you don't even need a shofet, you don't need the Yam. It's enough. It's Melchama Lashem Ba'amalek. Therefore, it's in every yachid. Famously, Rav Gustman was hiding from the Nazis, and a Nazi walked by one day, and he said he was Mekayim Mechias Amalek with his own two hands. So we should all be Zochem Yetz Hashem, Lomodu Lelamid Lishma Velasos, and to see that the Shem is Shalem and the Kisei is Shalem, and all of the evil should be wiped off the earth. We should be Zochem Lebiyas Gold Tzedek. Amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.